Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So Twitter was around 4 years ago during the last Iowa caucuses, but somehow in the last 4 years, while Obama was struggling, the economy was sputtering, the GOP was dithering, the Tea Party was doing, well, whatever it is they do, Twitter was on an uphill climb. We call it trending upward. It's also because of Twitter. Trending, you see, is as good as publicity used to be. And you could, during these Iowa caucuses last night, follow the trends and assemble your own headlines from pundits, reporters, or simply people with smartphones who felt the urge to tell us all what it was like. At 1:30 p.m., Chris Moody says, Santorum enters gym. High school girls near me see him for the first time. He's cute. He's kind of hot. He has a huge face. Or Chris Barron. Watching Newt today, I'm reminded of an old poker saying, winners tell jokes, losers say deal. Well, is that a sign of things to come or all things?
I think it's fun, to tell you the truth. I like the whole political process here.
Iowa caucus goers look forward to tonight's vote.
Today is Tuesday, January 3rd, and this is All Things Considered. Coming up, the first test for the Republican field, the Iowa caucuses.
Well, right around the time this radio program comes on the air, here were some of the smaller print headlines. Chris Moody. I asked my waiter at dinner if he plans to caucus tonight. Can't. Have to work. But Chicago Bernie says all this fuss over Iowa and less than 20% of registered Republicans take part. No wonder the wackos have taken over. Well, could Ron Paul take the Iowa caucus, says one tweeter. If social media said yes, would you? Ron Paul is topping social media. Wishful tweeting there as the caucus and coverage gets down to business. And the tweeters get down to reacting to the mainstream media coverage.
We'll have full coverage of the final flurry of campaign events
from the best political team on television.
Our special coverage continues right after this.
Todd Starn says NBC thinks Iowa is too white. How should they remedy that? The Jell-O salads come out in Iowa, the cookies get stacked, the coffee gets brewed, and the networks open big. It's 6:30 Eastern Time.
Where we are watching the Iowa caucuses very closely.
And the tweets somehow acquire a bigger font as well. Many of them are now the mainstream reporters who are tweeting. Omar Gallega, tonight Iowa is the center of the U.S. political universe. No, this isn't the Twilight Zone. Or Jacob Kornbluh. Romney takes small delegate lead, securing 1,144 delegates needed from party chairs and RNC. Or Eric Essigoff. My guess, Santorum wins tonight by a small margin. Who do you think will win? As the hours roll on, a couple of things become clear.
We can characterize it this way based on early entrance polls. Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum competing to win the Iowa caucus.
The networks could perhaps use a 140-character limit there, and the tweets get more speculative, more excited. David Korn of The Nation, at Urbandale caucus, no one is willing to speak for Michelle Bachmann. Not a one. Or The Fix. Entrance polls tell us 2012 electorate is older and with more indies moderates than in 2008.
After midnight, we don't let it all hang down.
By late in the evening, the winners might not be confirmed, but the losers are becoming clear. Robert Reich. Waiting for the results of the Iowa caucus is like waiting at the airport for someone you don't know, don't care about, and believe is deranged. Andy Borowitz. Mitt Romney must be thrilled. He's in a tie with a lawn gnome and a guy who opposes man-on-dog marriage. Thank you, Andy. And finally, the networks and the rest of the mainstream media call the race.
All right, let me just update you on the official results. Mitt Romney wins the Iowa caucuses, but not by much.
They're essentially lagging behind the trending tweeters. Eric Walker, will one of these clowns win already so I can just go to bed? Eric Floyd, Iowa, is this the best you can do? Then I can grow my own damn corn. And Joshua Lyman ends the night with, well, America, it's been weird. Good night.